We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sarah and Vinny.
What are you saying? What's happening?
I have a story about sneezing, which I'm going to do. Oh. But my rap about that, and in that rap I was like, oh, Gesundheit, and then I was like, how do you spell that? Let me look that up. And then I spelt it and was like, oh my god, I got, oh no, I didn't get it right at all. No. It's hard to spell. Can you spell
Gesundheit?
Gesundheit.
Gesundheit. Is that what you say? Gesundheit, is that how you say it?
No, you say it right, Sarah.
Say it.
Gesundheit.
Gesundheit.
Okay. Spell
German.
It.
German.
G-A-D-Z-U-H-N-H-E-I-T.
Wrong. Start over.
H-E-I-T. G-A-Z-H-U-N-H-E-I-T.
Gesundheit. No.
H-U-N-D-H-I-E-T.
I spelt it G-U-S-E-N-T-I-T-E.
No, yep, no.
So I'm like, oh my God.
It's German, isn't it?
Yes, it is. So yeah. It's spelled G-E-S-U-N-D-H-I-E-I-T.
Oh, you spell it dachshund. I see. Gesundheit.
Gesundheit.
I've never in my life used that word.
Gesundheit?
Me neither.
Yeah,
oh my God, I say Gesundheit all the time.
I would never say that.
Gesundheit.
I say bless you.
Does that mean God bless you?
It means health.
Hey, can you look up areola? And see how you pronounce
it. Hey, before we do anything, people were like, hey, where's the info on those pills that you left to go get?
The pills.
Oh, the hot flash pills. I have them right here.
Hot flash pills.
Happens to you when you're smoking hot.
Yeah.
Just so you know,
you
everyone.
Your hot flash pills.
See how you pronounce this.
Okay.
E-S.
Hold on, let me write it down.
Okay.
I'm going to need a pill.
I'm still on areola right now.
Areola. Impossible.
Areola.
Areola.
No, okay. Listen. Areola.
Bryn, yeah, press this in so we can see how it's pronounced. It's E-S-T-R-A-D-I-O-L.
Estradiol.
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 And it says...
Estradiol.
Generic for estrace.
Oh, estrace.
It's one tablet by mouth daily.
So it's like an estrogen thing.
Yeah, estradiol.
Estradiol. Estradiol.
It's 0.5 milligrams.
Is it prescription?
Yeah.
Oh. Estradiol.
Is probably estrogen-based, right?
That's what I was thinking.
So yeah. Estradiol.
So you might estradiol. Need to get on these, Sarah, at some point.
We'll see.
And is that just like a Whole Foods thing?
No,
she said it's
from
prescription.
Kaiser.
Oh.
But it helps with my hot flashes. And also, it helps me sleep because I'm not getting the hot flashes at night.
You're waking up with hot flashes?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, boy, I'm not
sleeping. Blanket off. Well, I'm not very good at pills.
Yeah.
And so I will go like a week or two without not even remembering them. And I start to remember when I start to get the hot flashes. John's like, take your pills. I'm like,
oh, my God, funny. Estradiol.
Areola.
Areola. It's areola. Apparently.
What was that from? Laurel. What's that from?
Oh,
Laurel!
My God.
You just said Laurel.
Laurel. I heard Laurel, too.
Oh, I heard Yanni. I don't care.
Yanni and Laurel. Yeah, do that one again. Oh, man. Yeah, I only hear Laurel.
It's Laurel.
Now have Yanni in your head. And let's
Do
it.
I don't know.
Yanni.
I totally just heard Laurel now.
Yeah, Laurel's all I can hear.
I was trying to switch it up.
Laurel Yanni.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Is it a white dress or a blue dress? Gold or blue?
Oh, that one. Yeah, right.
Black or gold? I can't remember. Whatever.
Welcome to the ADHD show, everyone.
You're welcome.
We're a little manic on most days.
It's
Fridays.
Baby.
Areola.
You're hearing that wrong. It's areola.
It's areola.
Say it again.
Areola.
Areola.
She's
just slowing it down for you, right?
Areola.
It's Areola. Yeah. Apparently, that's the correct.
Whatever. Nobody
no.
says
Areola.
That. God.
Shut up, John.
Yeah, John. Shut up. Areola.
Got to ruin something so fun.
Why is it ruined? It's the same thing.
Well, I mean, here you are in a situation. Let's say a situation is where someone's areola is showing, and you're like, "Hey, look over there. There's a little. I think I see a little areola." And he's like,
"You're saying that wrong.
You see areola?
You're saying that wrong.
Let me look
help
for areola
you.
Too."
Okay, never mind. It already went away.
Yeah.
Areola. Well, I want to pronounce things the right way. That's all. If he's right, then that's how I'm saying it from now on. Areola.
I think you could people mostly go your whole life without ever even saying that word.
Yeah.
Really?
I think so.
How would you refer to the brown spot around the nipple? Or you just call it the nipple? The whole
right.
thing's the nipple?
Yes.
I'm saying areola. Because sometimes you're not seeing the nipple. You're seeing just the areola.
Is he not just like pulling your leg though?
What are you talking about? That's it. Just said that.
Well,
it's the
sometimes
right thing.
Like he'll be like, "Hey, it's called quinoa with
oh,
the
no,
kiss." You know, he does that.
He does. He's
right?
funny. He's hilarious.
Exactly.
My brother.
So maybe
just
he's just
nonstop laughs.
Long prank on you.
You just played it, and it's
and it
pronounced
says areola.
It says areola. It says areola. All right. Who cares?
Yeah.
You guys. It's Laurel. Tom Brady has been proved to be a cheater.
Uh-oh.
A 10-year-old kid from Lexington, Kentucky. Named Ace Davis.
Ace. That's Candy Burris' kid's name. Ace.
Oh, yeah? Ace? Yeah. Ace is
good. Good. Mm-hmm. I like it. I'm an Ace Frehley fan. So.
Oh, yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
He's a 10-year-old from Lexington. He created a science fair project that set out to prove that Tom Brady is a cheater. It's an awesome concept if you don't live in New England.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone there is like, what? What did this kid do? Get him! At first glance, it just looks like a poster about the Deflategate controversy with some memes. But it recaps the investigation, plus some unflattering pictures of Brady, including one of him crying.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good. But he did do some science in order to prove that underinflated balls gave Brady a competitive advantage. He, his mom, and sister threw footballs of varied inflation levels. And they did find that the underinflated balls traveled the furthest. And he won the science fair and now moves on to some kind of district competition.
Hmm.
He's not a Brady fan, in case you were wondering. When he was asked how he came up with the idea, he said, "Because I hate Tom Brady. He's been accused of cheating before, and I want him to be caught."
Where's this kid from?
Lexington, Kentucky.
Oh.
And
I was going to say, I could see the Jets fans coming up with this,
or
a Dolphin, or...
I know.
Or the Chiefs.
Kentucky doesn't even have its own team.
Frankly, that division has been a waste the entire time the Pats have been good. Like, no one has ever perked up
and said, "We'll take
and
you
been
on."
Competing with the Pats, the Bills. Give me a
Bills.
Break.
When asked what he would say to Tom Brady if he was to meet him face to face, he'd said, "Give me some of your money. You don't deserve it." Ace also predicts that the LA Rams will. These are his predictions. LA Rams will win the Super Bowl 30-14 after Brady throws 3 interceptions and Todd Gurley runs for 2 touchdowns. In fairness to Pats fans out there, because I am one of them, the Pats have been unstoppable even since Deflategate. Come on!
Well,
they've made it to 4 Super Bowls, winning 2. They could make it 3 this weekend. Next
that's
weekend.
The problem with this kid's theory.
Yeah, if he's still deflating football,
yeah, why you'd be losing?
Why hasn't he been caught?
Exactly.
Hasn't he been caught? And if he's not, and it's such a
well,
factor.
I think that that one in particular is pretty commonly thought to be. They still had to throw the ball and catch the ball. They
yep.
still had to Whoa. Defend against the other team when they were, you know, trying to score.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the one where they were videotaping the other team's plays before they had a chance to
yeah,
get
that
out.
That is
that's
cheating.
Pretty sketchy.
Yeah,
that's
well,
pretty
it's not
like
allowed.
Well, we
and
know
it's...
what you're going to do. And what you're going to say when you're going to do it.
Right.
That's pretty intense.
Well, that one is also not an isolated to the Patriots.
For sure
thing.
Not.
So
many would
yes,
say.
Yes, they were caught doing it. And yes, it is wrong.
People
I
cheat
agree.
In sports. There's too much money to be had for them to not.
So the Super Bowl is next weekend. Jeff Bridges just tweeted out a new clip of himself in character as the dude from the Big Lebowski. And he captioned it. Can't be living in the past, man. Stay tuned. And it ends with the date 2/3/19, which is the date of the Super Bowl.
So he has an ad coming out.
It seems like a pretty safe bet. This is the teaser.
That's it, yeah.
That's funny.
So he's in a big campaign. Good for him.
They don't say what it's an ad for. Maybe it's for the sequel to The Big Lebowski.
Or Budweiser.
Oh, yes, possibly. You know who's not doing an ad this year is Coca-Cola. For the first time in 11 years, they didn't buy ad time during the Super Bowl. They have one spot that's going to air before the Super Bowl. Let me see if I have a... just before kickoff. So it's unclear how much they're saving because spots during the Super Bowl this year are $5.3 million for a 30-second ad.
Whatever. You want to be there.
Yeah. But this is the first time in 11 years that they have not aired any ads during the Super Bowl itself. Not backing out completely, as I said. There's one just before kickoff. They're saying pregame spots would cost anywhere from hundreds of thousands to a few million, depending on how close they are to the actual game. So if they're right on the edge of the game and it's the first thing you see before kickoff, that's actually a good position to be in. First thing you see before kickoff,
yeah,
or last thing you see. But anyway, it's big news that they're not buying spots during the actual game. CBS rejected a Super Bowl ad touting the health benefits of medical marijuana because they're, quote, currently not accepting cannabis-related advertising. It isn't legal in all the states, so they got a leg to stand on there. But it's a pretty serious ad. Bryn was saying it shows people, this is for medical marijuana, and it shows people having seizures.
Yes, it looks like it's real footage of people having seizures, and I could kind of see why they pulled it.
Well, also, I mean, I actually think it's a totally valid thing that it's not legal in all 50 states.
Do you want to...
Yeah, I don't
know the audio. You don't have to look at it.
It's up to you.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. They're just showing all these poor people. It's all black and white, and it's showing all these people
the
horrible injuries. And
it's good that there's alternatives. Alternative medicines that are helping people, for sure. Seizures are intense, dude. Mm-hmm. I had a friend who...
Having up to 100 of them a day?
He would have a seizure every time he woke up. And so he stopped sleeping. He was like, I can't. So then he started doing drugs to stay awake.
To keep himself from falling asleep.
Right.
Oh my God.
Which is how you end up in these situations, because you're trying to figure things out yourself. And, you know, how is meth ever going to fit into a health plan?
Right. Yeah. It's not. Well, anyway, you know, this is not really a debate about the benefits of medical marijuana. I mean, I personally think that they've been proved, but it's not legal in all the states, and it's a very heavy ad. So, I mean, I guess they have a lot of reasons why they didn't want to go with it. So you won't see it, but you can see it on YouTube, and maybe we can post a link to that on the Facebook page. Let's do that.
All right.
Is that okay with you? It's a good, solid ad. You know,
yeah,
these people are being helped.
That's fine. If someone disapproves above us, they'll take it
out. Okay.
Done.
62-year-old Joe Montana's in the weed business. He's one of the major investors in a company called Caliva. It's a legal marijuana operation out of San Jose.
Oh, okay.
San Jose.
It's a trip, man. You see these places going. There's one in Santa Cruz going up where a restaurant used to be.
Oh.
It's huge.
Mm-hmm. Oh, just like a big dispensary?
I don't know what it's going to ultimately end up being, but the sign's already up.
What's it called?
I don't remember.
Is it some clever weed?
No, I don't know. It's a weed place, and it's going up where a huge restaurant used to be. So it's going to be gigantic.
So these Caliva, this Joe Montana company, they not only grow weed, they grow it. They also sell everything from joints to vape pens and even the marijuana beverages we've been hearing about.
Mm-hmm.
Expensify is teasing its first Super Bowl spot with a funny music video called Expensify This, starring Parks and Recreation actor Adam Scott and rapper 2 Chainz. 2 Chainz is funny.
Yeah, he is, and Adam Scott's great.
I guess Kristen Chenoweth is doing a Avocados from Mexico commercial.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I love
because
avocados.
Because there's a shortage of avocados.
From Mexico?
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy. Well.
Some Mexican restaurants, I don't know about now, but for a minute there, they were not serving guacamole.
One of the places I go, they say,
imagine
the current price for, when you order your meal, they go, the current price for avocado is $4. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, all right.
Right. I mean,
sure.
I'm here to eat.
And I'll pay $4 more so that I can
have
the things
avocado.
I want.
Or, I mean, you could probably say no. I've always said, sure, yeah, I want that. It was the 80s.
I'm not sure what the reference to the 80s is.
I don't know either.
Just saying, maybe like, you know, it was crazy. It was the 80s, oh, you know? Oh. We were so, like, now it's the norm. But back then, it was the 80s, so we got to, you know.
When I think of the 80s, when someone says, it was the 80s, I think, oh, you're a cokehead.
Oh, I think, oh, you were in a hair metal band. Oh.
I think neon colors.
Oh, okay. Neon colors is another good one, too.
God, I want my big hair back. I have the greatest big hair.
Well, you have it. Just spray it out.
No, I don't want it. It was more than just spraying it. I actually couldn't brush it for like 2 years. I just, all
yeah,
I did
do
was,
that. There you go.
Can't do that.
You said you would do it. You should do it before you cut it. Have it go way up. You
all know right, story maybe that I'll, did. Maybe I'll do that. Before I cut it.
Maybe next Friday or
Trudy's
something.
Trudy's going. I wrote it to her this
is
morning.
Is she?
I talked to her about it today. She got Phil. Tell her she's got an email in her inbox from me.
All right. Oh. She's great. I'm getting my hair cut from her today, and then I'm going to my guy to get my hair colored tomorrow morning at 7 a.m.
Nice.
Oh, God. You and the getting up early thing. I don't understand it at all.
You're crazy.
I'm good. I'm up anyway.
I'm going to be sleeping all day tomorrow.
Oh, God.
All right. What's coming up in the news? We're so late.
I have no idea. I have this Queen song in my head, and it's been in my head since last night.
Don't stop me now.
I'm having a good time. Having a good time.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That is Flora Cash and Lightning Mike, or also known as Mike Krems, one of the DJs here. He did a Skype interview with them that you can see at RadioAlice.com.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, isn't that exciting?
Yeah.
I didn't know it either. Bryn just told me.
Cool.
Yeah. Go to RadioAlice.com, everybody.
I helped him with some of the sound stuff.
Producing that was recent?
Help. Yeah, it's about a week ago.
Oh, very cool.
I like that, Krems.
Yeah, it's cool. Too.
We're growing a DJ.
We are.
Everybody.
Yep.
We've got a couple more coming up, too.
We do.
And we named him.
We didn't name him. He goes by Krems.
I listened to Eddie's.
What kind of crummy name is that?
You guys know Eddie. He's in here, promotions guy, and he's also a little baby DJ coming up.
I love a baby DJ.
I listened to his stuff yesterday.
Oh, the air check?
Yeah.
Yeah, I helped him produce that too.
How did it sound?
Oh, you did? He sounded good.
Good.
He's got a good voice. He's, you know, and all the normal wankerisms that you just, and I told
you
him.
Gotta cut
you
those
have
out.
To practice. You just have, you.
Well, that's the thing. You got to get in there and do it.
Because
if you don't do it and you just think you know what a DJ sounds like, you're right, I'm sounding like this.
Well, I remember
hey,
actually.
Good morning, everybody.
He didn't have any of that. He had a weird, he was calling himself The Eddie, which I was like, I don't know if I'm into that, but you
the
know.
Eddie.
Yeah, I don't know what that was, but he sounded great.
No, oh, good.
He didn't have all that stuff.
Oh.
It was just some of this next track. I'm like, I don't know about Colin Song's tracks.
Right.
You know?
He should use something with his last name. His last name is
Baller.
Baller.
Ballard. But,
right, but I was like,
I'll go Baller. Yeah.
Why did he just go by
thing?
Baller?
Yeah, Eddie Baller. Is, yeah, like I was all,
Eddie Baller's.
Yeah.
I like Eddie. Hey, it's Eddie Baller.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, it's Eddie Baller here. This next track, you're going to love this one.
This next track.
It's funky.
The way it's spelled,
got a beat, you can dance to
it's
it.
It's not Baller, but he could certainly use that.
Oh, totally.
Sure, Eddie Baller's a
He's
great
a nice
name.
Yeah.
He is a great kid.
Dope.
I've seen him sleeping.
Yeah. I told him something the other day, and we're like, I go, it's kind of tough to do our morning show. We're pretty loud around here, and I really need the
speakers
up. I
noticed that you guys were really keeping it down out in the office here, or in the Studio B while he was out there sleeping.
Well, yeah. And so we came to, conclusion? Or we gave
an agreement.
An agreement that he'll be able to sleep in Hooman's vehicle.
Oh, well, Hooman.
I 100%
Eddie
don't
Baller
mind.
Sleeps in your vehicle, huh?
Can that be a segment of generosity on Dharmaste? Dharmaste.
Dharmaste.
Oh, you know what?
I spoke to the... Oh, God.
Should we get a quick update? I mean,
what's
happening?
As well.
Okay.
So...
What is happening with Hooman Khalili Sabet's reality TV show, Drama Stay?
Thank you for checking in, everyone. So I had a long conversation with the producer of the show yesterday, and I told him listen, because, you know, all of our stuff is online, and he went to Radio Alice and listened to us talking about it. And he said, if Yuzette says Bravo is her network, I want to talk to her. So, and I said, well, if you're going to talk to Yuzette, you got to talk to the Vietnamese guy,
yeah,
too.
Oh,
it's a duo. It's a combination
package. So, I'm hoping he'll come to Milan. I'm hoping he'll come to San Francisco on Friday, and at 9:30, he can meet with Yuzette
next
and
week.
Bryn. Yeah, next Friday.
Oh, boy. Wow. Oh, boy, oh, boy.
Are we about to lose our producers team?
It sounds like everyone on the show except
and
us has got a show deal.
Bye, bitch, follow.
So maybe we can all
we did the show without anybody when we first started. We could do it.
We'll figure it out.
Although, if anything goes wrong with this computer system, I am screwed. Vinny, you got to learn the computer system.
I don't know, man.
Okay, it's time for this now.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to real deals for over 30 years, and the January sales event on now. Mm. That's Carlson Subaru and CarlsonSubaru.com. Here's what's happening. So one of the big headlines this morning that you might want to know about is from Cal Fire.
Okay.
So we've had we've had more than a couple gigantic fires with many deaths.
Yes, and much property
damage,
loss.
Right. In a long-awaited report, state investigators said yesterday that a 2017 wildfire that killed 22 people in Northern California wine country was caused by a private electrical system and not equipment of PG&E.
Really?
The
a private electrical system?
Firefighting agency concluded the fire started next to a residence. So I don't know how that goes for a person who may be held entirely responsible. Can you even hold a private citizen responsible?
I have no
for
idea.
Something like that?
But that person is bummed.
The agency did not find any violations of state law. But during the investigation, they eliminated all other causes for the Tubbs fire, with the exception of an electrical-caused fire originating from an unknown event affecting privately owned conductor or equipment. And that's from the Cal Fire
God,
chief.
Who even has privately owned? Was it at a business? Or I mean, is it someone's like Mondo Estate where they've got their own electrical system?
This just came out, but the fire is, they're saying, more than...
But so you're saying PG&E has been cleared in that particular
this particular
fire.
And okay. Even Gavin did a whole press conference yesterday.
Oh, he
regarding
did?
This. Yeah.
So specifically the Tubbs fire. Mm-hmm. Which one is the Tubbs? Was that the one that burned Coffee Park?
I think so.
So that was the major one right in Santa Rosa.
It was right. Yeah. It was 2 years back.
One.
It's not the one that just happened.
I want to say I heard Calistoga mentioned in this, which I think was like that's right up in that area,
is
right?
It? I don't know.
State investigators said yesterday the blaze that killed 22 people and destroyed more than 5,600 structures in Sonoma and Napa.
Mm-hmm. Oh, all right.
I don't have the.
Well,
the
Santa Rosa is in Sonoma. Yeah, I don't know if that's
the map in front of me, but it's. Weird because here's PG&E about to declare bankruptcy to protect itself from the many and now this lawsuit that people are putting together against PG&E for that fire just got
suffered
stopped.
A blow. Right.
So it says here the Tubbs fire burning parts of Napa, Sonoma, Lake counties in Northern California, October 2017, and affecting the city of Santa Rosa the most.
So that is so that's the Tubbs fire. Mm-hmm. Got it. I mean, that, like you said, that doesn't let them off the hook for the several other fires that supposedly are directly a result of their wires. But
right.
But this one in particular, that's incredible, though. That's the big one. I mean, obviously the Paradise one
Paradise
was huge,
pretty big. Yeah, there's a bunch of big
Coffee
ones.
Coffee Park got destroyed.
Well, so the thing I was just reading was saying, I have it on the iPad. The Tubbs fire was one of more than 170 that torched the state in October 2017.
Right.
170 fires.
It's a lot of fires.
Right. So, sneezing, I wanted to get to this because it came up earlier. I was looking up the word Gesundheit because I was like, you know, one of the weird things about sneezing for me,
yeah,
I'll just tell you my own personal experience. If I see someone alone and sneeze, I almost feel sorry for him, and I don't know why.
Because no one's there to say, God bless you?
And I always say, bless you, even if I'm like across the room right. and I hear someone sneeze. Yeah. That's I'll go, bless you!
Vinny. Uh-huh. That I like that you do that. I do that too. I'll hear someone two aisles down in the grocery store sneeze,
right.
and then I wait a beat to see if anyone says "God bless you," and I was like, "God bless you."
Now,
yes.
That said, I do. Think
I like
it's,
that.
I like it too. I feel. I don't know why I feel. It's not like
someone needs to acknowledge that person sneezed.
You're
why?
Injured.
Who knows?
There's no. They might not be a nice person.
They
why
might
am
not,
I sitting
right.
here feeling all sorry for uh-huh. someone just because they sneeze? I mean, we
but
all
they
sneeze.
They might be a nice person.
They might be, and they're
just,
alone.
Right.
And they had a fit of sneezing that they couldn't control.
Right.
And here I am.
They were out of control.
Acknowledging you and letting you know
you lived.
Bless you.
Congratulations on living.
So now, if you put a little bit of time into thinking about why in the heck do we say bless you, you realize it's a weird. It's yeah. like some
Why
weird
we
superstition. Well, because they used to think you're sneezing was an act of the devil.
Oh.
If you look it up, there's a bunch of different
I've
reasons.
I've heard that,
Have
yeah.
you heard that? Uh-huh. There's like
they
some
thought
weird-
your heart stops or skips a beat if you sneeze
something,
or something
weird. There's a bunch of weird stuff. So I was like, just this morning as I saw this story, which I'm about to do, which now the story's ruined because I've made it way bigger than it even is.
I just do it.
I was like, oh, you know what? Maybe I should start saying Gesundheit.
Well, don't say that because you're saying it wrong. Quit saying it like that.
How do you say
Gesundheit.
It?
Gesundheit.
Gesundheit. It means God bless you in German.
Oh, I thought so it meant to your health.
Well, maybe it does. No one knows. It's German. No one speaks German.
Well, and actually, I kind of feel dumb saying Gesundheit.
Well, yeah. You should because that's not how you say it.
Yeah. How do you say it?
Gesundheit.
Gesundheit.
Put the emphasis on the zoom.
It's like a sneeze. Gesundheit.
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 I'm never going to get it.
I'll it's just, like, achoo.
I'll stick
Think
with bless
achoo.
You. No, I'll yeah. stick with bless you. So I'm going to
Gesundheit. You should not say that.
Sometimes I think you do that stuff just to get me all riled up.
A new survey asked people how many times they sneeze during a normal sneezing fit.
Oh.
The top answers were 3 to 4 times.
Oh, never once, usually twice, sometimes 3 times.
I don't really have sneezing fits.
Oh. I do.
I never sneeze
I have
just
sneezed
once.
In the teens.
You're a loud sneezer, too.
It takes over my body.
Yeah, you are a loud sneezer.
This morning, I sneezed a couple times. It was just
Well, we have sneezing fits every time we walk. There's something going on in our office. I get it. The smell is more or less gone. Vinny's moved back in there. Do you still smell it at all? Do you ever catch a whiff?
I've been trying to not test for it.
I see.
I really got to get my work done and get right. in. You know what I mean? I can't sit there and be like, oh,
yeah.
my God.
Every morning, though, when we come in here,
yeah.
it's like
a thing.
There's something going on in that office because the minute we get in, we start sneezing.
I wonder if they're going to stir things up with
they are.
The carpets changing.
Right. All the mold's going to be let loose. All the spores are going to be in the air.
Right.
So, books.
Oh, my God. I love books so much. I was thinking about books this morning.
Love books, too. Mm. I couldn't imagine life without reading.
Amen.
Like
it bookends my day.
This is something that I've shared with my kid. My kid loves reading. She loves to be read to. Mm. She's starting to read now, and you see her celebrate when she can read a sentence. You're like, oh my God! We just make it a thing because reading is. We really want that to be passed
on to
her.
Well, it's such pleasure.
Right.
It's one of the simplest, greatest joys in my entire life. I love reading.
On the and. Because reading has changed in the last, I'd say, 15 years. Not reading itself, but how we read.
Right. What we read on.
We don't have as many books.
Right.
We will read right on our pads mm-hmm. or in some cases, you will listen to your book instead mm-hmm. of actually reading it. And yet, we still mostly are book hoarders and have at least 50 books around the house.
Sure. I have boxes of books in my attic. It's stupid. I should get rid of them. That Marie Kondo.
Mm-hmm.
Is that her name?
That's in the story. Tidying up. No, that's Marie
Kondo. Yeah, but
Kondo.
But her
Marie is her method.
Marie. I thought it was just Con Marie. Whatever.
Look.
That's her thing. You should not have more than 30 books at your house.
Yeah, it is Con Marie method.
That's ridiculous. First of all, I have 30 cookbooks at my house. I'm not getting, I'm going to get rid of all my gardening books, too, and all my novels that I love and my collection of Harry Potter first editions. Come on!
She's right, though, in that books do take up space.
They do.
Just like record and CD collections.
Mm-hmm.
My old boss up in Oregon had a room of CDs, a whole room. And he had it set up like we would have it set up here in the radio used to have it set up.
There used to have to be a room of
a wall and alphabetical, and it's a whole room.
Yeah.
A whole room on whatever real estate he's got. He's dedicated
a whole room
X amount
to the CD collection.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it's funny too, cuz CDs will take up so much less room than records. Like, you know, you go into old radio stations. My first station was BCN in Boston. And it was in, thank you. And I was an intern there in 86 or possibly 87.
BCN's a big station.
BCN is a big station. It's a big Boston station. And I worked as an intern for the morning show for a long time. Got a million tickets, too. Oh, I hated it there.
Parking tickets, not concert tickets.
Oh, parking tickets. Parking tickets. Yeah. Oh, my God. It was ridiculous. So the studio itself, there was
probably got a million concert tickets too, but go on.
Right, probably. I would say that the actual on-air studio was probably 30 feet by 25 feet. It was enormous, and it was a little console and a place for a guest to sit, and the rest was all record albums, just albums.
Oh, albums.
Because it was, you know, we were barely getting into CDs and then they had this whole space carved out for the things that were available on CD. There were turntable. I mean, it was an old school DJ booth.
So the majority of people say they have more than 50 books in their house, and it's true. They say you should have 30 or less.
That's ridiculous.
I even have some that are, I don't want to say they're decorative in that I haven't read them, but they're decorative in that they're classics.
Right.
And so they're actually on the...
Yeah, on a nice looking bookshelf.
They're there to be seen.
Right.
And feel
free.
If
I could have a whole room in my house dedicated to books, I lament all the books I've gotten rid of in my lifetime. How many times have you moved and gone, I can't lug these four boxes
million.
Of books?
That's my CD collection went away too.
It's so sad.
Yep. Yeah.
If only we just stayed in one place for our whole lives.
Well, that's just not the way radio works.
Well, in general, people move.
Radio
occasionally, but
so
radio is ridiculous.
Fun and such a great way to make a living, and yet there are some downsides, real big downsides.
Well, having to tear up everything that you've built and move to a whole other state you've never even been to, that's tough. And lugging crap, you know, you pay by the pound with some of these places.
Sure.
You're like,
and then what are you going to do? Put them in storage and pay in storage?
I know. And you don't want to. You do that once or twice and then you stop doing it. Like, I just need to pare down. And it's actually a good exercise. Because God knows you live in a place for more than 6 months. And so you're like, how is this place stuffed to the gills? I didn't even have enough furniture to fill this place when we got it.
How am I on time?
I don't know. I think you're good.
Okay. Our text number is 800-400-3697.
You're good.
We have enough.
Yeah. A couple minutes.
All right.
Easily.
Oh, should I do another story?
Sure.
Oh, all right.
Yep.
According to a new survey, one out of five people say they've pulled an all-nighter to binge watch a TV show.
I have done that.
You have not.
I have.
No, you haven't.
I have.
I don't believe you.
Believe it. Believe it.
When? Wait,
what
well,
show?
When you were a kid?
No.
Recently?
Yeah, I would think. I couldn't even tell you what show, but I have 100% seen the sun coming up and gone, oh, crap, we stayed up all night.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
You and your husband or you and your kids?
No, me and my husband.
Oh, man. Yeah. All right. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
What is it,
one in five?
Yeah, I've never. In fact, the laziest ass day I have had was just the football weekend that just passed.
Oh. And you still surfed that day.
I surfed for 2 hours in the morning and you know, dialed my rings on my exercise watch and was like, I'm good, right? I'm going to watch both games and did. But I swear I was at the end of it. I'm like,
I don't know how you managed to get away from your kids for that long.
Oh, they were there. Oh, they were all around.
Oh, that had to be great.
It's all was right in.
Were you just under the baby for a
while? Everything was in the mix. Yeah, there was no getting away.
So it wasn't like relaxed watching a football.
No.
I see.
And then,
you shouldn't feel bad about that at all.
And my 5-year-old daughter just climbs on me. Mm-hmm. She thinks like she'll come walking in and it starts with like a, you know, she'll move me around a little bit, grab my shoulders and push my head. And then the next thing you know, she's throwing a leg over her shoulder and on me like, what? How in the hell? Why am I? What am I, furniture to you?
Yep.
Look, kids stink, too. God. My kids climbing on me and be like, well, it looks like it's bath time because yuck.
What was that?
Whose phone just went off?
It wasn't me.
That was me.
It wasn't me.
Well, what was it?
It's my Issei.
Who's Issei?
Hairdresser.
Oh,
Issei.
What's up, Issei?
Issei is a hairdresser? That's a name or that's a word?
That's his name.
Oh, okay. I thought Issei was like.
Is this that dude that's a player?
Yes.
Player dude?
Yes. Player.
Oh my God. He's
Eddie Bala.
Crazy.
Way to live that life.
Uh-huh.
Way to get out there.
Constantly going to different cities to see men.
Oh, well.
Good for him.
Mm-hmm. Issei.
Yeah. Having a good time.
Having a good time.
Don't stop me now. Don't stop me now. Oh,
there. No, you got to go to the part where it's.
Yeah, get that thing.
Here we go.
I've been killing it up.
Time.
Yeah. What do you? Come on, man.
We're trying to rock out. God, listen to him. I love him.
Call him Mr. Fahrenheit. That's such a great line. He's talking about doing it, right?
Well, we discussed this morning. I didn't really ever, I just always thought, oh, it's a party. But then you were reading me some of the lyrics, and I went, yeah, that does sound like.
I think he's doing
that
it.
Sounds like sex. Call me for a good time.
Go, Issei.
I'm about to explode.
Make it happen, buddy. All right, where was I? Oh, yeah. 1 in 5 people have pulled an all-nighter to binge watch a TV show.
Uh-huh.
1 in 10 have squeezed in an episode of a show they were binging during their lunch break from work.
Oh, I've never done that. I don't have a lunch break here.
Yeah.
5% have taken a fake sick day to catch up on their TV.
Oh my God, hilarious. I'm going to stay home, act like I'm sick, and just stay in bed watching TV all day.
You hear the youngsters now doing this with video games too.
Oh.
The new game gets released and they're like, I'm going to be gone for days.
Yeah.
While I
need to explore this new world.
While I'm falling into my Xbox and I won't be back for a while.
Aww.
Have a good one. 20% of people say spoiling a TV show, even an old one, is worse than forgetting a friend's birthday.
Even an old one?
Even an old one.
Oh.
Because
please.
Now these shows.
Stop it with the spoiling. I need to get over it. As soon as you said that, I was like, yeah.
Says the girl who doesn't want to know about
Big
Brother.
I'm saying that I need to get over it too.
Yeah, you were pretty adamant about certain things.
I get pretty mad when someone spoils something for me. Like, I get, you know, it's like one of the things I get the maddest about. Like, I try to let things roll off me. I just try. But, man, that actually burns me. I got to let go of that. Who cares? He's still going to watch the show. It does suck when you know what's going to happen, though.
Not always.
I love it.
It does.
Most,
especially
you know what?
Big.
Most shows, it's really about the lead up to the end.
Right.
The end often is like a sort of a letdown, like, oh, all right. Well, that's how that ended.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, there's only so many endings.
Yeah.
And then they lived happily ever after. Mm. And then he died. And then, you know what I mean?
There's spoiling something right now?
No, I'm not. I'm just,
you're spoiling life.
I'm not. There's only so many things.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.